Okay, this is Heavy D for Radio Interference. I'm here with Caroline from the Bradford People's Coalition Against the Cuts. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Okay, so can you briefly tell me what the Bradford People's Coalition Against the Cuts is all about?
Yeah, the coalition is a group of ordinary people from across the Bradford district who've come together to oppose the Lib Dem government cuts to public services, to community services, cuts to the vulnerable and people on welfare benefits. We're standing up and we're saying we're not having it.
Brilliant. So today is Saturday, the 11th of December. The coalition had a little demonstration in Bradford. How did that go?
The demonstration in Bradford went very, very well. We had a rally outside the Cooperative Bank. Lots of ordinary people joined that rally because they didn't realise that whilst public services are being cut by up to $83 billion this year, $120 billion is going unpaid in taxes by big businessmen and what have you. They didn't paying their taxes. More money is going unpaid because actually tax collectors are being cut as well.
Crazy. So I noticed there was some sort of action happened after the demonstration. What was that for?
The action outside Topshop was to take the rally to Topshop and try and put pressure on Philip Green, who's associated with that shop, who's a tax evader, to actually pay his tax. If I was a benefit cheat, they'd be after me. So actually, we're doing the decent thing. We're active citizens, and we're going after the tax evaders.
So what happened at Topshop? Did people manage to get inside?
Yes, some people got inside and managed to put posters up accusing Philip Green of being a tax evader, and that was really good. But the demonstration there was very, very peaceful. People made the point. Shoppers were interested in what we were doing. Some people decided not to go and shop at Topshop because of Philip Green evading his taxes, and that's good. That's the result.
Yeah, nice one, nice one. So did you target any other shops today?
We did. We tried to get into the Arndale Centre to go to the Vodafone shop because, again, Vodafone have evaded taxes. But unfortunately, as we tried to get into the Arndale Centre, we were met with a line of police officers who were stopping us, who then stepped aside and let us in. And as they let us in, they decided to pounce on two of the young people that were with us for no conceivable reason that we can think, why they did it. The security guards in the Arndale Centre were very, very heavy-handed and very aggressive towards people. And actually, all we did was protest peacefully. And even with that provocation, we remained peaceful.
How's it going, Marion? Are you all right?
I'm fine. A bit cold, but fine. Thank you.
So, can you tell me what you saw when we were going into the centre?
Yeah, the group of people that were on the rally had moved towards the main entrance of the Arndale Centre to go to the Vodafone shop to protest, and initially the police and the security guards that were at the doors had blocked our entrance, and then they suddenly seemed to step aside to let a group of people through. So a number of us walked through, including myself, and I was behind James as he walked through, and he was literally just walking through into the shopping centre when he was surrounded by a group of security guards and police officers who then basically surrounded him and grabbed him. He hadn't actually done anything different from the rest of the group that were walking into the centre. And he was held down and I think handcuffed, I'm not sure, but he was detained by the police officers, and a number of us were asking the police officers and security guards to let him go because he hadn't actually done anything wrong or any different from the rest of us. They seemed to be targeting him because he was a young person. And that's it, basically, yeah.
That sounds pretty rough. So you're here outside the police station.
Yeah.
Just here in solidarity with the young people.
Yeah, and I think it's important for them to know that we support them and the rest of us that we're on the rally. And I think the mass of people in this country oppose what the government's doing, and we just want James and Kat to know that we're here for them in solidarity. Yeah.
Right, thanks very much, Marilyn.
Build a bonfire, build a bonfire, put the Tories on the top, put the Liberals in the middle, and then burn the flipping off.